Meeting door.
Sir.
Let the record show that all members are present except Jamie Goggin.
Thank you. He called
me and he can't make the meeting. He's out of town. Can we get an approval of the minutes, please?
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any corrections, additions? All in favor of approving the minutes as published?
Aye.
Minutes are approved. Got any public comment? You're up, Joe.
Okay. Under purchasing approvals, the county clerk requests approval to purchase some ballot stock from election system software. Deb, would you like to explain?
Chairman, this request is to replace ballots that we used for the consolidated election. So just getting ready for next year.
Okay. Any questions, Deb?
15 or 16?
16. We have no more elections this year.
Oh, okay.
We're done? We're done for 15.
All right.
any other questions, Deb?
Attention Home has two purchases. One is for a new server and workstation, and the other one is for access cameras and the licensing associated with it. And Steve Bulker's here if there's any questions. Is that a new replacement system?
It's a replacement system. The original system was installed in 98, and it's completely defunct. We used to have a little 7-inch monitor. You can't even purchase it anymore. So IT department's going to completely revamp our camera system, bring us up to speed, and the buildings department's going to pull the wire, and we'll be in this century now. This was a capital expenditure request in the budget, part of that. So,
any questions, Steve?
With the IT department, they have their monthly purchases. There's an annual maintenance renewal for the SolarWinds system, and then also some Cisco routers. Timothy, sir, if there are any questions.
Any questions, Timothy?
Mental Health has their annual membership dues for the Community Mental Health Association in Illinois. Jen Roth is here if there's any questions. The Sheriff's Department has a couple vehicle purchases. One falls under purchasing, the other one's under the resolutions. The first one looks like it's a van purchase. Major Connors here, if there are any questions.
Yes. So what will this van be?
It's for the swap program.
Okay.
We're going to swap it out.
I love a good pun. Thanks.
Any other questions?
What are you going to do with the old van?
It's going to be utilized to collect booths.
Chairman, I requested booth. That if they would consider loaning, giving that to me, hand-me-downs, so that we can use them for election night with the count center delivery. We have two very old vans right now, and we're not purchasing anything new. I'd like to have the hand-me-downs from other departments.
There you go. It's always good.
How many miles on that?
I don't know.
I can tell you how many miles are on the two they gave me.
How many?
Over
200,000.
Okay, so you need something.
Those are the only purchases.
Can we get a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Doc. Second by Kelly. No further discussion. Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Doc?
Aye.
Bill?
Yes.
And Larry?
Aye.
Under resolution, the first resolution is a change order resolution for Flood Prevention District because we're in the peak of construction on the levee repairs. We're seeing these almost on a monthly basis. Change order number 11 is for bid package number 3. That's in the Wood River Levee District. This is another one of those change orders where they're anticipating that when they drill the relief wells that they're going to run into larger cobbles than what was spec'd out. They're running into that a lot in the levee system. So in anticipation of that, they're getting approval now. There's 84 relief wells that are being constructed under bid package 3. And then bid package 6, the change order number 17, this is down in the Prairie du Pont Fish Lake Levee districts down in Monroe and St. Clair counties. This is associated with the fact when they've gone through and they started drilling, the sand is finer than what they had spec'd out, so they have to change the mesh side to kind of keep this erosion from getting into these relief wells. lot of geology issues is what these change orders relate to. So if there's any questions, I'd be happy to try to answer them. Next, with the recorder's office, we actually have a correction on the resolution that was sent out in advance. It's a five-year renewal, and each year has an amount, but the total was incorrect. So did everybody receive a correct copy?
Yes.
Do you have a corrected copy in front of you? And Amy is here if there's any questions about what this system is or what it does. Or in fact, Amy, would you mind explaining what this does in your office?
Oh, certainly. We've had the we've worked with Fiddler since 1996. They've been our software provider. In the recording of documents, we have a software system that assists us in getting the documents recorded, keeping track of everything. And so this is a renewal of that contract. It's a slight increase over what we had previously, although from 2009 to 2011, we were paying $65,500 a year for this. So it locks us in for 5 years, beginning at $57,000 the first year, and then $61,000 the remaining through 2020.
How much more is it overall from the last contract?
Well, the last contract was, what was it, 50?
It was 56.
56, so.
Per year?
Per year, yes. Although it's, if we look back, it's actually a decrease in what we paid previously.
Got it. Okay. Thanks.
Any questions?
Next resolution is the other purchase of sheriff vehicles that I referenced earlier. There's two 2015 interceptor vehicles. Any questions? Major Connor.
Any questions? The sheriff?
So didn't we just do this? I know, I feel like Bill Meyer.
we
just have cars?
We had purchased vehicles for patrol and admin. These are for court security.
Oh, got it.
Coming
okay.
out of the court security budget.
Okay. Thanks.
And it's a these are replacement
vehicles. Got it.
The next two resolutions are actually resolutions that we had a miscommunication. And I'm going to have Dave explain, but we will be back with resolutions approving what we're going out for basically proposals on later. We didn't necessarily need to bring these resolutions forward at this time until we receive the proposals, but we'll go ahead and have it approved by the committee. And then, Dave, if you don't mind explaining the two RFPs that you've got out.
One of the requests for proposals is for our youth contractors, and under the new law, they have changed the definition of out-of-school youth and the proportion of dollars and participants that have to be served in that category. So we're going to go ahead and go back out on bids with the new regulations, and I don't anticipate that it's going to be anybody bidding but who we've already got. We do an in-school program in Madison right now and two out-of-school programs, one staffed by our office through a credit recovery program for the awarding of a high school diploma, and the other is with Murray's Goodwill that runs the program in Greenville. The other request for proposal is for a one-stop operator, and under the new law, there's a requirement that that be a competitive bid. We've got some time on that, and just received the new regulations last Friday, so after we go through those, we'll probably issue that request for proposal. Probably in a couple of months from now, and that will be for the individual or groups of people who run the one-stop that we're required to have. We anticipate it will be in Wood River at that location.
Can you explain what that one-stop is?
The one-stop is where partner programs all have a presence at the same place. So the required ones are adult education and basically TANF, the Temporary Assistance to Needy Families, and the Illinois Department of Employment Security, who does the Wagner-Peiser, the job matching system. So it will be, it's the one place where they all have a physical presence so that if someone comes in, they can go to one stop and access all of those services.
Okay. Any other questions?
And those are all the resolutions for consideration.
Can we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Doc, second by Bill. Any further discussion? Hearing none?
Aye.
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 Is that all you have, Joel?
That's all.
Okay. You're up, Jennifer.
Well,
Obviously, I'm filling in for Rick today, so.
We noticed that.
First on the agenda, we have the first quarter budget variance report. It was sent out in your packets for your review. If you have any questions, open to them. But basically, the same information that we provide quarterly. Next up, motel tax reconciliation. We have motel tax for the quarter ending February 28th. And the amount collected was $1,270.24. The amounts being distributed are $603.36 to the Greater Alton Twin Rivers Convention Bureau in the Southwestern Illinois. I also have refunds that were in your packet. Two of them. The first one is from the health department for overpayment of a clinic fee in the amount of $10. The second is from the special service area for overpayment on an account of $34.61.
Can we get a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second
by Ann. Any further discussion? Hearing none.
Kelly. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Bill and Larry.
Next up, we have the immediate emergency appropriation resolutions. The first one is for the coroner fee fund in the amount of $4,334. This is for their Federal Records Act and death certificate surcharge grant they received. Next up is the 2013 BJA Enhanced Drug Court Treatment Program. This grant actually began in 2013 and it's been extended now through 2016. So this resolution is reappropriating the unexpended grant funds for the remaining grant period in the amount of $180,036. The final appropriation is a health department grant, Vaccines for Children. It's in the amount of $35,000. And these are all that I have for you.
Get a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Further discussion?
Aye.
Yeah.
Aye.
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 And the final item I have for you is the claims report for the month of February.
Very good. Is that all you have, Jennifer?
That's all I have. Okay.
Safety and risk.
I just have our quarterly reports for your consideration. We have our report of claims over $5,000 paid by risk management in the last 3 months. That's the first report. That's the memorandum. If there's any questions, let me know. And then the next report is our open liability claims log. We have 26 pending professional liability claims. One was closed in the last quarter. There's actually several more that will be closed in this beginning of the next quarter as well that we've now paid out, and I confirmed payments of all outstanding legal bills. Under the general liability, we closed all two of those remaining open claims, so we have nothing open at this time. And under auto, we have 5 pending claims and closed 6 in the last quarter. Our current total reserve for open claims is $3,210.
Might add that we received a favorable verdict down in federal court in Benton last month on one of our jail cases, attempted suicide. It was nearly a 2-week trial, and Annette and John Gilbert, and they all did a good job, and it came back the way we had hoped it would come back. I guess it's still possible that it could be appealed, but...
Yes, the plaintiff has asked, requested a new trial, which we anticipate will be denied by Judge Yandel, and then his next course of action would be, if he chooses to, would be to appeal it to the Court of Appeals. Actually, the case originally was, we were granted a motion for summary judgment several years ago, actually. This is like 8 years old. But it was overturned, a portion of it was overturned by the Court of Appeals, and that happened about 2 years ago. so we're just now getting around to the trial part of that portion of the case. So we had originally prevailed on a motion for summary judgment that was granted. But
okay. Can we get a motion or any questions of Annette?
So is that last case that we won, that's not on this?
It's on there. It's under the professional liability if the
attempted
suicide case.
Okay. I guess I was looking under the... Oh, okay.
It's at the top there. It's under
I was looking for...
006.
Yeah, I was looking for under the closed ones.
Yeah, no, it's not yet closed, and unfortunately I anticipate the plaintiff attorney will pursue an appeal on it.
Okay. Very good.
Sure.
Any further questions? Got a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. No further discussion.
Aye.
And
aye.
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 And Larry.
Aye.
Any new business? Motion adjourns in order.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Got a second?
Second, I do.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
We stand adjourned.